This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Designated driver on the highway to health. Dr. Bob Martin is on the Better Health Network.
Special people tune in each week to learn about the latest news about health and wellness, and most importantly, how to get healthy and how to stay healthy naturally. Welcome, welcome everyone to this hour of the Dr. Bob Martin Show. I'm Dr. Bob, here in the capacity of helping you to become your own best doctor most of the time. So if you've decided to get back to feeling good again, how long has it been for you? Well, then you've come to the right place. Your chance to become independently healthy as opposed to dependently sick. An opportunity to resurrect your good health safely and naturally. That's what this show is dedicated to. It's what this show is all about in its 27th year of nationwide syndication. So free help for your good health is just a phone call away. And I'm going to ask you to hold your phone calls for a little while this hour because I've got an important topic to share with you. And if we have time at the back end of this hour, we'll open up the phone lines going into next hour to take your general health-related questions. And we'll get to all of that information and more news very shortly. Now, the topic that I'm getting ready to discuss with you may seem controversial to some. And I want you to make sure you understand, this is a little bit of a disclaimer in the front end. Since the very beginning of the COVID pandemic, we have been all over this topic, trying to understand it just like you, make sense of it. Give you as good advice as we possibly can here on the show, the Dr. Bob Martin Show. And I want you to know that from the beginning, I have never recommended against or for taking any form of vaccine or any kind of shot. That's a decision you'll have to make for yourself based on the information you gather in combination with consultation with a more learned person, perhaps a doctor, a teacher, or somebody you trust and know. So whatever decision you make about your health as it relates to whether you take a vaccine or a shot is yours to make, and I respect that. And whatever decision you make is the right one for you. But here we go. Bronny James, Tori Kelly, Jamie Foxx, do they share something in common? That's the question mark. Three people in good health were struck down with sudden and potential life-threatening illnesses. You may have read about them in the news. There's a lot of widespread debate going on right now, currently, within the medical community about the safety and or the risks associated with receiving one or more COVID shots. And I know many of you who have taken COVID shots listening to the sound of my voice. And many of you have chosen not to. Some of you who have chosen to have a COVID shot might believe you've been misled. You've been deceived. There's been deception because you were told that if you take the shot, you won't get the illness, COVID, coronavirus 19, SARS-CoV-2. And if you take the shot, you won't be able to spread it to others if you take that. And you'll be done with it. And we can get over with this pandemic as soon as possible. That it's a pandemic of the unvaccinated. And you have learned that that was misinformation. You were misdirected, ill-advised. But I don't want you to fear just because you took the shot and now you're kicking yourself in the head for it or questioning it. It's not your fault. And those of you who chose not to, well, you're probably saying to the friends that were pressuring you, I told you so. Nonetheless, I want to talk about these three individuals that I want to zero in on, particularly the latest of which is the LeBron James, very famous NBA basketball player, probably the number one basketball player in the United States right now. His son, his 18-year-old son, a all-star player himself, top collegiate basketball player, in tip-top shape, 18 years young, suffered an unexpected cardiac arrest. Basically, his heart malfunctioned and stopped beating. Why is that? They're still trying to figure it out. Now, his father, LeBron James, NBA basketball player, big believer, came out for COVID shots and said, I'm going to have every single one of my family members, my children, I'm going to make sure they get the COVID shot to get protected. I wonder if he's thinking the same thing right now. But it's not just him. This has gone on so many times with people who are not so famous, not in the news. But you might recognize also the name Tori Kelly, age 30, a two-time Grammy winner, gospel singer, in perfect health, as far as everybody knows, not overweight. She collapsed after her heart quickened and had to be rushed to hospital where it was determined that she had blood clots in her lungs and her legs suddenly. Or perhaps you've heard about Jamie Foxx, the mega superstar actor in great physical health, age 55 years young, suddenly and inexplicably suffers what is being defined as a shrouded in secret medical complication. And some rumors are that Jamie Foxx, the actor, had a bad stroke, a very serious stroke, while on set filming a movie, I think in Atlanta, Georgia, and had to spend weeks, if not a couple of months, in hospital, along with a follow-up, I guess, apparently still in rehabilitation. And as he pointed out, and I watched a video of him describing in a sort of a cursory way that he went to hell and back in the process. These three people, Bronny James, age 18, Tori Kelly, age 30, and Jamie Foxx, age 55, they all have something in common. They all were vaccinated. They were all given the COVID shot. Now, you might argue that people get sick. They have these problems. Well, it's not just them. This is going on a lot in professional sports, soccer players, and people in the military. I mean, my nephew had to retire from the military as a Navy SEAL because he was being coerced and forced into getting something shot into his body, an experimental shot called the COVID shot, against his will, and he chose, unfortunately for them, but fortunately for him, he believes, he decided to retire from the military. As a result, we have other military members in our family. Same deal. So, and then if you don't know those three names, Bronny James, Tori Kelly, or Jamie Foxx, maybe you remember the story of Damar Hamlin, age 25, Buffalo Bills football player in top condition, collapses after taking a tackle from another player on the field and suffers a cardiac arrest and had to be resuscitated on the field. And a commentator by the name of Michael Strahan interviewed him, asked him why he thought that he had had a heart attack, a sudden heart stoppage, if you will, cardiac arrest, which is different than a heart attack. And I watched the interview. He hesitates and he says, after silence, I don't want to say. As though somebody told him, look, you do not talk about how the shot that you took, the COVID shot that you were coerced into, forced into, or else you were off the Buffalo Bills football team, you are not to connect that possibility of that shot with your myocarditis, a well-known side effect of taking a COVID-19 shot, reminding you that myocarditis, ladies and gentlemen, is an inflammation of the heart tissue that can affect the heart's electrical system and the heart muscle cells, leading to irregular heart rhythms and the problems with your heart pumping and leading to a potential cardiac arrest. Those are the things that these four people had in common. But are they connected? Do you believe they are connected? Do you believe it's possible? We'll be right back. I'm Dr. Bob Martin. The number one health concern as we move toward and beyond the age of retirement is fear of losing our vision and therefore the ability to remain independent. Most of us at some point in time have uttered the words, I'm not seeing as well as I used to, or I think I need stronger glasses. If you are nearing or past age 40, it's not your imagination that your vision is getting worse. What is likely causing your vision to deteriorate is cataract formation. Cataracts occur when the lens of the eye becomes cloudy and blocks light from entering, which interferes with sharp, clear vision. A science-based cataract reversal eye drop called CanSee is changing lives of people with poor vision caused by cataract. Learn more about CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.com or call 800-861-4936. 800-861-4936. For CanSee eye drops, 800-861-4936 or wisechoicemedicine.com. All Americans are exposed daily to toxic chemicals and environmental pollution in the air we breathe, the water we drink, food, clothes we wear, the places we work, and in our homes. Environmental pollutants are even present in the umbilical cord blood of newborns. From the Root Brands Company, introducing Clean Slate, a patented green detox technology that addresses the causes of environmental pollution in people. Your opportunity to feel, function, and perform better is here, thanks to Clean Slate by The Root Brands. Go to therootbrands.com/product. Clean Slate, a science-based liquid supplement, safely rids you of heavy metals and environmental toxins from head to toe by simply taking 10 drops of Clean Slate twice daily. Remove the bad stuff in your body, put amazing stuff in, and allow your body to heal. Go to therootbrands.com/product. Take your health back. Take your life back with Clean Slate. therootbrands.com/product. Are you tired of crazy blood sugar and blood pressure numbers? Dr. Bob Martin here. Listen to this true story.
I was diagnosed with type 1 juvenile diabetes when I was 7 years old. I grew up taking insulin. I was having some problems with my physical health, so I thought, you know what, I need to try Noni Juice. And I came across Tahitian Trader, gave it a shot, and I noticed the health benefits immediately because it's helped decrease my blood sugar levels. It's helped maintain a healthy blood pressure. So I have used Noni Juice ever since.
Tahiti Trader's Noni can help you enjoy healthy blood sugar and blood pressure levels. Noni is the amazing adaptogen. Noni can help your body heal, manage stress, and increase your energy and stamina. Noni is the foundation of wellness. Drink Tahiti Trader's Noni Juice and share your story. Available at GNC, Vitamin Shop, Sprouts, Natural Grocers, and Fine Health Food Stores. 800-842-5309 or TahitiTrader.com. Dr. Bob Martin Show. Thank you so very much for tuning into the program today. We're here each and every week, same time, same place, and the extension of this radio show is my personal website where you can stay in touch with yours truly always at drbob.com, spelling out the word doctor, D-O-C-T-O-R, bob.com. And if you like the show and you think others could benefit by listening into the show, simply jot down the call letters of the radio station you're currently listening to, whether it's AM or FM, the frequency on the dial, time of the day, and send that out to as many people on your social media platform as you can, your friends, your neighbors, your loved ones, so they too can benefit by tuning into this program and hearing things about their most precious possession, their health, that they otherwise may not find anywhere else. That's what we pride ourselves on. All right, let's get back to this conversation about how all these young, healthy people in the primes of their lives are being stricken down from this life-threatening illness, heart stoppage, cardiac arrest, and you're learning about it. You're only learning about it when famous people it happens to. People who are headliners. The average person on the street, you know, Joe Blow and Sally Davis, you never hear about them getting ill or having a cardiac arrest and the possibility that the COVID shot that they took accelerated that risk. You never hear about that. Only the famous people, only the people in the news. But boy, do you hear about it frequently these days. Bronny James, 18, NBA. You know, or his dad, the famous basketball player LeBron James, Bronny himself, a top collegiate basketball player, 18 years having cardiac arrest. Tori Kelly, 30 years of age, two-time Grammy winner, gospel singer, Jamie Foxx, 55, mega superstar, great physical condition. And now, of course, his deal is everything is a medical complication. He had a medical complication. The biggest secret's ever been kept on the planet. I cannot believe that secret. Medical complication. Why not give it up? Why not tell the big secret? Why not share it? Why not come clean, Jamie Foxx and family, as to what it was that really happened? And then you have DeMar Hamlin, the football player, the Buffalo Bills football player, who also had in top condition, prime of his life. A cardiac arrest. What do they have in common? Well, maybe nothing. But what if? What if it was related to their injuries, their problems, their challenges related to them all, the entire group of them and many others, having a COVID shot? You know, that is one of the potential adverse side effects of having a COVID shot, and that is myocarditis. That is irrefutable. Everybody knows that. Now, I know that it's downplayed. Oh, it's going to be rare. It's so rare, we just don't ever see it. Really? We didn't tell you here what we have discovered is a result of that rareness. And again, myocarditis, a serious problem. Inflammation of the heart tissue. The electrical system of the muscles. They just stop working and your heart stops. That's serious. What is the common threat in all these people nearly dying? What's related is that, you know, that we can point back to the COVID shot. Maybe nothing related to it, maybe everything to do with it. And under mandatory rules or threat or coerced to getting these COVID shots, I suspect there are people all over the place, including maybe two or three of these people didn't want to get the COVID shot, but they were coerced and threatened by fear of losing their jobs. Jamie Foxx, we know that he was constantly badgered and threatened not to be able to film movies, so he didn't want to do it. He did it. DeMar Hamlin, the football player, he didn't want to do it, but he did it because in order to stay on the Buffalo Bills football team, he had to have it. Tori Kelly, I don't know her story. Bronny James, 18, his dad said, "You're going to get it, son." And, of course, the college basketball team he was on said, "You're going to get it." The COVID shot, that is. And here we have the possibility that also many doctors, including many prominent cardiologists, believe the cause of these many brushes with death that many people are now reporting, elite athletes, as regular and regular people, their brush with death was potentially caused by this mRNA COVID shot with these spike proteins, causing extreme inflammation, leading to near-death adverse reactions. Now, not everybody's going to have it. We never know who it is because we don't know who it is that's actually getting the real vaccine. and whether or not they have some proneness towards the inflammatory process. But I can tell you this, one of the cardiologists that I consult with, and one that I believe, who is the, I consider one of the foremost experts on this topic, is Dr. Peter McCullough, MD, cardiologist, internist, epidemiologist, and expert on COVID shots. He said, and I quote, now again, this is a medical doctor who's a, who's been giving vaccines and recommending vaccines and shots his entire medical career. He, a former medical school professor, former editor of two medical journals, trained conventionally, a heart doctor. He says, how many more will it take? How many more people will it take before athletes and public figures come out and talk about COVID vaccines and cardiac arrest? End quote. Now, additionally, in a recent interview he had, the following to say. Do we have time to play that audio clip of Dr. Peter McCullough, Alex?
You believe the vaccine causes death. Listen, I've looked at things very carefully. There's no other explanation of why such record numbers of people are dying shortly after taking the vaccine. There are analyses that are published in the preprint server, one by McLachlan and colleagues. This is early in the pandemic with only 1,200 deaths. They reviewed all the deaths. They read the vignettes. They coded the deaths. They said, did the vaccine cause it or was there some other cause? 86% of the time, there's no other cause. 50% of the deaths occur within 2 days of taking the shot. 80% occur within a week. This is not, in my view, an issue of debate. The deaths need to be explained. If the CDC is sitting on 24,000 death reports, don't you think they owe America a report?
I do.
Okay, aren't you worried you haven't seen a report?
I am.
Why don't you think you've seen a report?
There's something to hide.
Bingo.
You just heard the voice of Dr. Peter McCullough. He was being interviewed by another person. And again, Dr. McCullough, I mean, this guy is one of the most well-published authors in peer-reviewed medical journals, over 100 articles that he has authored himself or been participated in with other authors, an internist, a heart doctor himself, epidemiologist. He is very outspoken about this. Now, whether or not it's true, time will tell. What if it is, though? What if he is correct and many other doctors now, thousands of them finally waking up to the potential that these COVID shots can be very, very risky? What if he were accurate? What if there is no argument behind this? That, in fact, these people who are having these cardiac arrests, these healthy young people, the cause is the COVID shot and the generation of inflammation which impacts their heart tissue and stops their heart, causes the electrical part of their heart to not work. Think about that. And how many times is that going on today, but the general public doesn't find out about this until somebody famous goes down, or somebody famous makes it into the news, or their family reports it. Think about that. And if you've got an opinion on that, happy to have you call into the show and voice it here. Our number into the program, toll-free nationwide, 888-553-7262. Do you think these COVID shots are causing all these problems that we're hearing about? 888-553-7262 or 1-888-55, Dr. Bob. 888-553-7262. We'll be right back. All Americans are exposed daily to toxic chemicals and environmental pollution in the air we breathe, the water we drink, food, clothes we wear, the places we work, and in our homes. Environmental pollutants are even present in the umbilical cord blood of newborns. From the Root Brands Company, introducing Clean Slate, a patented green detox technology that addresses the causes of environmental pollution in people. Your opportunity to feel, function, and perform better is here, thanks to Clean Slate by The Root Brands. Go to TheRootBrands.com/product. Clean Slate, a science-based liquid supplement, safely rids you of heavy metals and environmental toxins from head to toe by simply taking 10 drops of Clean Slate twice daily. Remove the bad stuff in your body, put amazing stuff in, and allow your body to heal. Go to therootbrands.com/product. Take your health back. Take your life back with Clean Slate. therootbrands.com/product.
Berberine MedX Extra Strength, from Cherry Naturally, is a safe and effective way to support your metabolic health. Used in Ayurvedic practice for generations, berberine supports healthy blood sugar, cholesterol, and triglycerides levels. Studies also show berberine helps maintain cognitive function, as well as cardiovascular, liver, and joint health. Cherry Naturally combines this time-tested botanical with GammaZorb, an exclusive delivery system that can increase the absorption of certain hard-to-absorb nutrients, and in some cases up to 8 times. Try berberine and experience why this highly valued botanical has stood the test of time for supporting overall metabolic health. Only from Cherry Naturally. Find Berberine MedX Extra Strength at your local health food store or at CherryNaturallyVitamins.com.
Berberine MedX supports healthy blood sugar, cholesterol, and triglyceride levels already within normal range. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
It may come as a surprise to learn that virtually all people have some degree of cataract formation in one or both eyes by age 40. Fact is, cataract is a leading cause of blindness in the United States. But here's the good news. Thanks to medical research, there now exists a way to help prevent cataracts from forming and reverse it in some people who already have it with a revolutionary, safe, and effective all-natural eye drop formulation called CanSee. CanSee eye drops contain a special nutrient called N-acetylcarnosine, which was discovered to be depleted in the eyes of cataract sufferers. CanSee has also been found to help glaucoma, floaters, dry eyes, and retinal problems. Think about how important your sight is now and will be in the future. Then decide to protect your precious vision with CanSee eye drops. I personally use CanSee eye drops, and you should too. Call 800-861-4936. 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936 or wisechoicemedicine.com.
Are you waiting for the right excuse? Are you waiting for a sign to choose? Why are you waiting? It's the time you lose. What are you waiting for? What are you waiting for? Don't you want to spread your wings and fly? Don't you really want to live your life? Don't you want to love before you die? What are you waiting for? What are you waiting for?
All right, welcome or welcome back to this hour of the Dr. Bob Martin Show. We thank you so very much for tuning into the program and telling others to do the very same thing. Now, we are starting to see warnings as we're winding down in the summer and headed to fall and winter that COVID will spike. Maybe some other pandemic will land, and people are talking about COVID and the flu and RSV and people are becoming fearful. But right now, it's nice and warm out. People aren't worried about it, but it's going to happen soon. We'll get back into this conversation. I'll tell you further, and we've got other information from Dr. Peter McCullough to share with you about the prevalence of people who get COVID shots and how that has spiked severely with these cardiac arrest cases, more so than what happened in the records prior to COVID shots being introduced into our society. We'll get back to that and some other information I think you're going to be interested in learning about. But let me turn my attention first over here to the fact that in America, the prevalence of moderate to severe joint pain due to arthritis varies significantly across our nation. Estimates are about 59 million Americans are living with joint pain, inflammation, stiffness, soreness, and loss of joint mobility. Talk about a widespread health problem that has very few medical answers beyond swallowing risky pharmaceutical drugs to attempt to numb or block the pain of joint pain, which nobody wants. These drugs ultimately make the pain worse because they interfere with the body's making of new cartilage in the joints. Most people don't know that the drugs used for arthritis and joint pain and stiffness actually interfere with your body making cartilage, which means no cartilage between the bones rub, pain sets in. Oddly, the risk of joint pain is 3 times higher in some states compared to other states. The ten highest pain states, by the way, just so you know, are West Virginia, Alabama, Arkansas, Kentucky, Mississippi, South Carolina, Tennessee, Oklahoma, Louisiana, and Michigan. Now, just because I didn't mention the state that you may be living in doesn't mean you don't have arthritis or there aren't arthritic sufferers. Those were the states I just mentioned that have the highest rates of arthritis. And if you think you've tried everything to unwind joint pain, stiffness, and pain to no avail, think again. Find out about Rosehip Joint Comfort by Terry Naturally Vitamins. It takes joint health to a new level. Clinical studies have revealed that Rosehip RHX 500 Rosehip Complex delivers outstanding support for optimal comfort and mobility in your joints. Rosehip Joint Comfort combines RHX 500 with type 2 collagen, the only type of collagen that specifically supports joint health. Try this non-prescription formula today to support the cushioning cartilage between joints, protect joint tissue from oxidative damage and damage to maintain optimal comfort and mobility from day to day for all the activities you want to get done. Feel strong, flexible, and active with Rosehip Joint Comfort by Terry Naturally Vitamins. Try Rosehip Joint Comfort and breakthrough, a breakthrough non-prescription formula that works. You may find Rosehip Joint Formula by Terry Naturally Vitamins at finer health food stores nationwide or TerryNaturallyVitamins.com, TerryNaturallyVitamins.com, or call their toll-free number at 866-598-5487, 866-598-5487 for Rosehip Joint Comfort by Terry Naturally Vitamins. All right, let's get back into this scenario with COVID shots potentially causing all these people that we're hearing about, learning about, elite athletes, actors, football players, basketball players, soccer players, having cardiac arrest at rates we've never, ever seen before. And many doctors are concerned about this, and they're pointing the finger back to the introduction of an experimental vaccine or shot, experimental gene therapy shot into our society. And you might think, well, no, it's just a coincidence. People have cardiac arrests all the time. Never in this, at this level, and never in these people. Yes, people do have cardiac arrests. It's been happening since time immemorial. You have a heart, some things can happen, go wrong. But the incidents have gone way up, and many doctors are concerned. And what if it has everything to do with COVID shots? Think about that. We have a study out of Florida. You may have read about this. A study finding that an 84% increase in the incidence of cardiac-related death among men under the age of 40 following a COVID shot. The Florida Department of Health has found that men under 40 are at a high risk of experiencing cardiac-related death after taking a COVID-19 shot. Now, that's according to a statewide study headed by Florida's Surgeon General, Dr. Joseph Latipo. He says there's an 84% increase in relative incidence of cardiac-related deaths among males between the ages of 18 and 39. That would be the demographic of this radio show. Within 28 days following COVID shots, the study investigated vaccinated Florida residents age 18 and older. And the results of the study were announced right before the Surgeon General made an official recommendation for men between the ages of 18 to 39 against getting a mRNA COVID shot or COVID vaccine. Now, that's the Florida Surgeon General making that recommendation, not me. And I don't want you to come away from this saying, oh, Dr. Bob told me not to get a COVID shot or get a booster. Or ever get it back. No, I'm not saying that. That's a decision you'll have to make. I'm just telling you what the Florida Surgeon General medical doctor is saying. Dr. Joseph Latipo, 84% increase. But that's not the only one. You have a study out of Thailand found that at least a 29% increase in children who receive Pfizer's coronavirus COVID-19 shot experienced potential life-threatening heart complications. A study conducted primarily by researchers in Bangkok. And a peer-reviewed study from Canada has also found that rates of myocarditis in young people surged following the second dose of the COVID-19 mRNA shot, otherwise referred to as a vaccine. But it's not the only one. You have an Israeli study published in Israel confirming strong correlation between a massive increase in emergency cardiovascular events in young people under the age of 40. At the very beginning, they noticed this in Israel when they rolled out their mass COVID shot program. So I ask you, ladies and gentlemen, with all this evidence, all this information, all these people you're learning about, hearing about, and reading about, do you believe that having these COVID shots and experimental vaccines never been there is causing the uptick or spike in these cardiac arrests that we're reading about and learning about that people are keeping in a mystery zone, calling them medical complications and not talking about it because for fear of losing their job or being berated or put down? What do you think? Our number, 888-553-7262. I'm Dr. Bob Martin. All Americans are exposed daily to toxic chemicals and environmental pollution in the air we breathe, the water we drink, food, clothes we wear, the places we work, and in our homes. Environmental pollutants are even present in the umbilical cord blood of newborns. From the Root Brands Company, introducing Clean Slate, a patented green detox technology that addresses the causes of environmental pollution in people. Your opportunity to feel, function, and perform better is here, thanks to Clean Slate by The Root Brands. Go to therootbrands.com/product. Clean Slate, a science-based liquid supplement, safely rids you of heavy metals and environmental toxins from head to toe by simply taking 10 drops of Clean Slate twice daily. Remove the bad stuff in your body, put amazing stuff in, and allow your body to heal. Go to therootbrands.com/product. Take your health back. Take your life back with Clean Slate. Therootbrands.com/product.
We wouldn't go a day without washing our hands, brushing our teeth, and washing our nose. Whoa, wait, we wash our nose? Yes, the number one place where bacteria, viruses, and pollen enter your body is through the nose. So the average person breathes over 23,000 times a day. That's 23,000 opportunities for bacteria, viruses, and irritants to get into your nose and make you sick. For an extra layer of protection, wash your nose with Clear. That is Clear, X-L-E-A-R. Clear's drug-free nasal spray features xylitol, an ingredient proven to block adhesion of many nasty bacteria and viruses, and effectively clean, not just rinse like a saline, but wash your nose. Clear nasal spray quickly alleviates congestion, opens your airway, and ensures your body's natural defenses are strong. Read the research studies for yourself at clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Protect yourself from the pathogens and junk you breathe. Pick up a bottle for you and your family today.
The number one health concern as we move toward and beyond the age of retirement is fear of losing our vision and therefore the ability to remain independent. Most of us at some point in time have uttered the words, I'm not seeing as well as I used to, or I think I need stronger glasses. If you are nearing or past age 40, it's not your imagination that your vision is getting worse. What is likely causing your vision to deteriorate is cataract formation. Cataracts occur when the lens of the eye becomes cloudy and blocks light from entering, which interferes with sharp, clear vision. A science-based cataract reversal eye drop called CanSee is changing lives of people with poor vision caused by cataract. Learn more about CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.com or call 800-861-4936. 800-861-4936. For CanSee eye drops, 800-861-4936 or wisechoicemedicine.com.
Check out Dr. Bob's website. Listen to the show live online. Hear past shows. Read breaking health news and more at drbob.com. Spell out doctor. That's D-O-C-T-O-R, Bob.com.
All right, Dr. Bob Martin back with you. Also want to remind you, next hour we're going to have this week's installments of the health alternative of the week, the health outrage of the week. We've got a product recall to tell you about. You'll definitely want to hear that. And the health mystery of the week. Plus, we have a top 10 list to share with you. And it goes like this. The top 10 foods that are harming children. I mean, geez, zooks. You can't walk into any grocery store or convenience store and not see all the choices, all the ultra-processed foods, the junk foods. And don't get me wrong, they taste really good. And I've probably sampled all of them at one time in my life. But there are foods that children are consuming that are harming them. And we should know more about them. And we should have options to decide on to better feed our children so they get the nutrients they need to repair their little bodies and optimize their functioning and their growth and their maturity and their brain function. Yet children these days are hammered with all these foods, commercials and everything, and we as parents and people who provide important information for them need to tell them about it and make sure we keep them on track with feeding their little bodies as optimally as possible. We'll get to that next hour. If you're just tuning into the program, welcome back. Welcome. We've been talking about the risks that many doctors are now talking about, waking up about, related to taking COVID shots and how the risk that getting a COVID shot, an initial one, a booster, whatever, can increase the risk of myocarditis, a serious heart condition where the electrical system and the muscle cells within the heart can become irregular in terms of your heart rhythm and the body's ability, your heart, to pump blood, leading to the potential stoppage of your heart. Many people, thank goodness, have been successfully resuscitated, like those that I have talked about in these prior segments. Bronnie James, 18, a collegiate basketball player, healthy as ever, had an unexpected cardiac arrest. Jamie Foxx, age 55, mega super actor, had the same, well, he had a stroke, they believe, but nobody really knows because they're keeping it shrouded as a medical complication. Well, come on, Jamie, come clean. What medical complication? You fought the getting of a COVID shot and finally caved in and got it. What caused your problem? Doctors know this. Or Damar Hamlin, age 25, Buffalo Bills football player. He had a heart arrest situation. Now, at the time, they called it something else and said it was rare and never, you know, happens very seldom. It was only happened one other time in the NFL, as far as I know, and it's so rare that, and I've had doctors analyze it now. They said, no, that's not commotio cordis at all. That was definitely because of this, that, and the way he acted after the event happened. It was definitely cardiac arrest, and it could have been secondary to him being coerced or forced into getting a COVID shot. And again, folks, I'm not telling you, trying to talk you out of getting any vaccine. That's a decision you'll have to make, or any shot for that matter. But you need to know information here that we present that you may not find out about anywhere else. Or Tori Kelly, 30, age 30. Two-time Grammy winner, gospel singer, collapsing because she started to notice her heart was racing and then she was collapsed, got her to the hospital, determined. She had blood clots in her lungs and her legs. Could all these things be related to an adverse reaction over time as in response to having a COVID shot or more? Well, the doctor that I spoke about earlier, Dr. Peter McCullough, MD, cardiologist, internist, epidemiologist, and an outspoken critic now, even though he never was, he also had a recent interview, and we have the audio clip I want to play for you. Listen to this doctor who is on board with anything vaccines prior to the COVID shot. This is what he is now saying about the risk associated with COVID shot versus not getting a COVID shot. Go.
in a paper by Arolia and colleagues from Finland, published in one of the best cardiology journals before COVID, established a rate. It's very important. They studied everybody in the entire country, and they had very solid case identification. 4 cases per million is the background rate of myocarditis before COVID.
Yeah.
And the numbers, the very first number the CDC came out with, and the CDC was dividing safety events by the total number of people who took the vaccine, assuming other people didn't get it. That is a flawed statistical approach. But even doing that, the first CDC estimate was 62 cases per million. And then it rapidly escalated. Tracy Hogue at UC Davis, different data analysis, 250 cases per million. Scharf at Kaiser Permanente found 527 cases per million. And now the two prospective cohort studies, Masugian and colleagues, and Lepesic and colleagues, two separate papers, where they finally do all the measurements before, and then after vaccination, Masugian was on the second shot of Pfizer in children aged 13 to 18. Lepesic was in healthcare workers on the third shot of messenger RNA vaccines. They find, together, that point estimate now, 25,000 cases per million.
Wow, we go from 4 cases per million to 25,000 per million? Can anybody tell me what's wrong with this picture? After the COVID shots, that is. Wow. And that comes from a cardiologist, epidemiologist, internist. You're listening to the Dr. Bob Martin Show. Are you tired of crazy blood sugar and blood pressure numbers? Dr. Bob Martin here. Listen to this true story.
I was diagnosed with type 1 juvenile diabetes when I was 7 years old. I grew up taking insulin. I was having some problems with my physical health, so I thought, you know what, I need to try Noni juice. Then I came across Tahitian Trader, gave it a shot, and I noticed the health benefits immediately because it's helped decrease my blood sugar levels. It's helped maintain a healthy blood pressure. So I have used Noni juice ever since.
Tahiti Trader's Noni can help you enjoy healthy blood sugar and blood pressure levels. Noni is the amazing adaptogen. Noni can help your body heal, manage stress, and increase your energy and stamina. Noni is the foundation of wellness. Drink Tahiti Trader's Noni juice and share your story. Available at GNC, Vitamin Shop, Sprouts, Natural Grocers, and Fine Health Food Stores. 800-842-5309 or TahitiTrader.com.
What's your age? That's AGE, aged garlic extract, that is. For over 50 years, Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract has been offering men and women of all ages and with different health concerns an odorless, organically grown, clinically researched garlic extract supplement tailored to their individual needs. Aged garlic extract formulas support optimal cardiovascular health, immune function, and many more specific health concerns like stress, blood sugar balance, high blood pressure, detox, anti-aging, inflammation, and brain health. Kyolic AGE's condition-specific products contain Kyolic's exclusive GMO-free garlic extract, which is aged up to 20 months, converting garlic's harsh properties into beneficial compounds. So what's your AGE? Visit your local natural health and wellness retailer and discuss which Kyolic AGE formula is best for you and your lifestyle. Kyolic aged garlic extract formulas are available at fine natural health retailers nationwide, also online.
All Americans are exposed daily to toxic chemicals and environmental pollution in the air we breathe, the water we drink, food, clothes we wear, the places we work, and in our homes. Environmental pollutants are even present in the umbilical cord blood of newborns. From the Root Brands Company, introducing Clean Slate, a patented green detox technology that addresses the causes of environmental pollution in people. Your opportunity to feel, function, and perform better is here, thanks to Clean Slate by The Root Brands. Go to therootbrands.com/product. Clean Slate, a science-based liquid supplement, safely rids you of heavy metals and environmental toxins from head to toe by simply taking 10 drops of Clean Slate twice daily. Remove the bad stuff in your body, put amazing stuff in, and allow your body to heal. Go to therootbrands.com/product. Take your health back. Take your life back with Clean Slate. Therootbrands.com/product.
Up still, I'm dead again today. The news said I was gone to my dismay. Don't bury me, I've got a show to play. I woke up still, not dead again today.
welcome or welcome back to this hour of the Dr. Bob Martin Show. Please stick around because next hour I'm going to be talking about a prominent professor stating that conventional produce is pumped full of harmful pesticides. We're talking about Professor Tim Spector of King's College admitting that he once thought that organic labels, you know, you see all this food that's available, it's organic this and organic that. He thought that was little more than a savvy marketing ploy and expensive stuff at that. Well, now Dr. Spector has authored 3 books on nutrition, and he has since changed his mind about the value and the importance of eating organic food whenever possible. The tragedy is that all of our food that you find in the conventional grocery store is primed to grow, it's primed for size, it's primed to look good, with much less emphasis on the nutrient value within our foods. What can we do? What should we do? We'll have that next hour, so don't miss it. And lastly, and this is the most recent information as it relates to what we've been talking about this hour, about COVID shots and the potential risk of causing a serious heart problem called myocarditis. And I know this is a scary topic, and you think to yourself, well, if it causes heart all these heart problems, what do I do if COVID comes around and, you know, I don't want to get COVID? Well, look, there's been a lot of debate about that. There's therapeutics that somebody can get into right away if you can get started on helping yourself with doctors who are aware of the therapeutics. And those are therapeutic drugs that can stop it so you don't end up in the hospital. And, of course, in ahead of that, there's preventive ways that you can live and take certain nutritional supplements that can reduce your risk, like vitamin C, quercetin, zinc, vitamin A, and other, you know, herbs and botanicals that you can use to keep your immune system safe and strong. But the latest thing that I just read the other day was this big study out of Switzerland where they found that subclinical heart damage more prevalent than thought after COVID shots. 1 in 35 health workers at a Swiss hospital had signs of heart injury associated with COVID-19 experimental shots, the COVID vaccines. That's what the researchers found. And every time they had another shot, like a booster, it caused an elevation in certain markers of myocardial or heart injury. A blood test called troponins T, which is a very sensitive indicator of subclinical and heart damage. And so this was printed, by the way, in the European Journal of Heart Failure for you doctors out there and health professionals who want to look it up and fact check me on all of this. All this information that I just discussed this hour is available to fact check. Not everything that I'm saying here, to my knowledge, is real. But what if the smoking gun behind all of these excessive, going from 4 people every 1 million people that have a cardiac arrest to, you know, the cases that we're seeing now, 25,000 every million people having cardiac arrest due to myocarditis. What if it's all pointing back to this rushed into the marketplace COVID shot when we started this thing back in at the beginning of 2020, at the back end of 2019? What if it all can be pointed back to the increase in risk to the very COVID shot itself? It is a scary proposition. And I guess in time, we will know for sure whether it's accurate or true.
800-861-4936. For Cansey Eye Drops, 800-861-4936 or WiseChoiceMedicine.com.